And Nick Dornbos comes all the way from Australia to play for the Steele County Blades. So I know the Blades have some past history with folks from Australia, so that's not brand new. But nevertheless, how did you end up here in southern Minnesota playing junior hockey?
I just reached out to Coach and said that I was interested in playing, and I had played in Minnesota before, so just one tournament. But I reached out and we just kind of got to talking, and then stuff started happening, and now I'm here.
Okay. So the idea of getting to Minnesota previously, was that with a team you were playing with out of Australia, or had you played in Minnesota?
It was playing out of Australia, yeah. It was in a little international friendship tournament.
All right. So tell me about hockey in Australia, maybe how you got started in it and how popular hockey is for you in your native country.
It's a very small sport, that's for sure.
Okay.
Our national league's growing. We've got 10 teams this coming season compared to the 7 or 8 we had last year. I started playing in Halifax, actually, because my dad's in part of the military. So started playing when I was 4 or 5. So, I started playing I lived in Halifax.
And then eventually in Australia, you played a lot of your hockey growing up in Australia then after getting started there?
Yeah. Since 2009, I played in Australia. And this is my first season outside of Australia, so it's a big difference.
Well, you're a long way away from home, for one thing, and how is that adjustment going?
It's good. The first couple of weeks, my mom came and just made sure I settled in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, about 2 weeks after she left, I kind of started feeling a little bit homesick, but our team is just such a good team. We're so close, and it's one big family.
All right. How is the adjustment to this level of hockey? How do you feel you're getting up to speed on all of that?
Oh, it's definitely a lot different because back home we only train twice a week for about one ice session here, and we only worked out once and then games on the weekend on top of working full time. So it big difference playing hockey every single day, but I love it. So
okay, and the stamina, just kind of the dedication to hockey. Do you have a reason for that love of the game? Is there something that really clicks for you to put as much time into it as you now must do?
I just love it. It's a game I've grown up playing. Mm-hmm. I played other sports growing up, but hockey's always just had that. I don't know whether it's the physicality or whether it's just being able to say that I do something different back home. It's something like that.
All right. And the playing hockey in Australia, then the level that you have there and the quality of the opponents and everything, jumping up here to juniors, how big of a difference is it? How big of an advancement is it?
From the junior leagues back home, it's so much better. It's so much different.
Okay.
But I played in the men's league there for a few years now, so their speed is pretty high. It's a little bit faster than this, but this one's definitely a lot more physical than the one back home. So
all right. But a few weeks, if not a couple of months now into the season, you're feeling pretty good and pretty up to where you need to be.
Yeah, I definitely could get a bit faster, and that's what I'm working on, working with the coaches to get faster. But overall, I feel like I've fit into the team pretty well. I know my spot, know my place, and played a few games and stuff like that, so getting on the roll.
You aren't the only one who comes from outside the U.S. This team has a very international feel to it. What is that like, or what are you learning about some guys from other parts of the world as well?
It's just, you get to kind of see their style of hockey every single day on the ice, and they also bring a little bit of their culture into the team, whether it's just you hear them talking around or just, I don't know, it's just their energy is a little bit different to some of the U.S. and Canadian kids, but yeah.
Okay. A Minnesota winter, I think you said you played in Minnesota, maybe that was just for kind of a trip into the state. What about a Minnesota winter and what we're about to get into here? What do you know about that? How do you feel about that?
Right now it's not too bad. The tournament I played, I was at the tail end of winter, so
all right.
I was there for getting a little bit warmer, but still cold. But I did have a couple winters in Halifax, so the cold's not too bad. But
all right.
Once it gets to the middle of winter, I think I'll start feeling it quite a bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah. And is there something you miss from home that you've kind of learned to live without here a little bit, or a shout out to folks back home? What can you say about that?
I don't really know. I live a pretty similar life back home.
Okay.
I am thank you to my parents for allowing me to come, and yeah, it's great to be here, and great to be here with the boys and have such a good team.
Okay. And in general, finally here in Australia, hockey is, as you say, it's not a big sport, but, and you mentioned that it's growing with those number of national teams. Is it a sport on the rise? Is it a sport that's getting more and more interest and young kids, to your knowledge, in Australia for that sport, for hockey?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's growing quite a bit. We're getting a lot of televised reports, whether it's just post-game scores and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know one of the leagues that were held in another state, they got televised games through a smaller television network, which is good to see. And there's a lot of junior players that are up and coming that will be really good and can go pretty far if they put their mind to it.
Okay. Well, and one more question occurred to me, because the Blades have had several other people come from Australia. So you're not connected with any of those other guys that have come. You kind of got the connection, like you say, from playing up here and knowing about Minnesota teams a little bit?
A little bit. I did. So Connolly, the previous player here, captain for a couple of years, he played with my older brother in the Quebec International Tournament, and I've played against him in several national tournaments back home. And then Nick Mizzen, he was a goalie here quite a few years ago when the team first started. My older brother actually trained and played with him, played against him as well growing up. So, like, I've got connections with them, not directly from them to the team, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Connolly definitely helped me because I reached out and stuff like that. So
okay, well, that's all good to know. It's a small world when it comes to hockey, obviously. Hey, Nick, thanks for the time. Good luck on the season.
Thank you very much.
All right.